This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the HeadGum Podcast. This is the second episode, right, Jake?
Yes, we're dropping a deuce.
Nice.
What's that?
We're taking a number two in your feed. That's what's up.
This pod is shit.
I don't know if we want to characterize the show as yeah. Shit.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't want to. I just thought.
Is everything okay at home? Like, are you guys okay?
Yeah, well, you guys, I'm fine. I'm living alone at the moment, which is fine, which is good, which is for the best.
Is it temporary or?
No, I got served a surprise and a divorce.
What was the surprise?
Yeah, you said a surprise and a divorce.
The divorce was the surprise, okay. But I shouldn't have been surprised. It was
so you
a long
got
time
served
coming.
A surprise and a divorce, but the divorce wasn't a surprise. So what was the surprise?
I'm trying to make light of a bad situation. Okay.
Yeah. You also texted me saying you were served a subpoena.
Yes, I was served.
Stop
a
being
subpoena.
Served. Like you're served more than a lot of people I know.
I've gotten served.
Right.
I've been served.
You've been served.
Yeah. Is there a way to do a contactless serve? Because the whole thing in law is that someone has to physically hand it to you and you have to take it. It's sort of like an old medieval thing.
A medieval law?
Well, because they had so many courthouses back
in
then.
Medieval
there was due
times?
Process for sure.
Yeah, like King Arthur's court.
Yeah, Charlemagne gave everybody a fair chance.
Catch knights.
Amir, you haven't said anything, man.
Yeah, I did.
What is up?
I did the part where I was like, you get served a lot. And then I told Jake that he said he got surprised and divorced, but it wasn't a surprise. Mm-hmm. That was me.
Yeah, no, but like the three of us are like joyful and like on one. And you're kind of like this brooding
and
presence.
I don't have any excuse to be joyful because I'm a divorcee at the moment. Like I am.
Jake got served. What's your excuse?
I got served. I'm separated. And why are you low energy, Jeb?
I'm not. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for the show to start. I don't know. I'm eager. I'm eager to chime in.
The show has started right now. Everyone, if you're listening at home, stand the fuck up. If you're sitting down, stand up.
Wait a second, Riley. You don't want people to be comfortable while they're listening to the show?
I want people to get pumped. I want them to be... Do 10 jumping jacks.
What?
Just
right now?
Do it.
Sorry, Riley, what does that say on your shirt? It says, rock the house, B'nai Mitzvah services. Are you a DJ?
10 jumping jacks. And hey, ho, hey,
yeah,
ho.
That's cool.
Hey. Yeah, I see how you got the job. That's really good.
Now it's begun, right? Now we're moving.
I'm drinking a Nika from the barrel, which is a 50 proof Japanese whiskey.
Wow.
It's still very light out over there. That seems like a nighttime drink, no?
It's 6 p.m.
Jeff just waits for the clock to hit anything past 5.
My therapist is a bartender. So, and I don't mean that in like, oh, that's her second job. Like, she is a bartender and like, I go to her for advice, sage or otherwise, and she pours me whiskey sours, fucking, you know, Brooklyn lager on draft, and I just kind of wail in a dive.
Have you had any breakthroughs?
I had break-ins because I was so drunk that I didn't lock the door. Yeah.
My God.
Is the therapy helping you at all, or is it sort of just like aiding and abetting this downward spiral and causing you to need to break? Yeah, I see your door is kicked in.
Yeah.
You clearly kicked in your door.
Well, I can't install and I don't have a door, so I put this plastic up but with a zipper, and then the fucking robber came back and he unzipped. It's like you can't lock a zipper. Also, is it progress? I mean, she's draining my bank account, which is fine because I am getting a product, but she's also draining my bilirubin.
Sorry, what product are you getting?
Oh, just the alcohol. The escape.
Yeah. But draining your bank account for it?
My bank, because I'm paying all this money for the drinks to get to a place where I can talk about my emotions. Mm-hmm. And then she's also draining my bilirubin, so I have jaundice. I don't have any liver bile.
Your therapist is killing you, and it seems like it's just a bartender / robber that's breaking into your house. Neither a bartender nor a therapist. Also, you're drinking at home. You're not doing any of the things that you said you were doing.
And I thought I had it bad. Take that, Jill, wherever you are.
Yeah, you don't know where she is.
Yeah, Jake's handling it real well. It's inspiring to see.
I'm strong as hell. How are you, Riley?
I'm great. I'm good and sad. You know, that's just how it is.
Good and sad.
My sister, good and sad. My sister and my nephew left yesterday, so Daniel and I are empty nesters now.
Where did they go?
They went back. They live in Maine, and so she came out here to visit like right before this all went down, and so then they got kind of stuck here for 2 months, which was like an awesome time, but then like we simply have to go home.
Are they driving?
They flew. Oh, I dropped them off at LAX yesterday, and the wildest thing happened. First of all, the streets at LAX, it's like a ghost town. There was no one there.
God, that's crazy. I fucking love
it. It was really jarring to see.
LAX and sometimes will take like 2 hours to get. Like, I've been to LAX, like where I got off the exit, where it's like 5 minutes away and it takes an hour.
Yeah.
That is truly insane.
I missed a flight that way once.
Yeah. So it was fully open and I'm, you know, idling at the curb and my sister's like, can you watch Ocean for a little bit? I'm going to go check that.
Sorry.
Or I meant, yeah
I'm just saying, like,
I mean, there was no one there,
that's
right?
That's a pass-through lane. You don't even have to keep this part in. Just
there's nobody fucking.
Why say it if they're not
going to
keep it in? Also, why do you care about the airport rules? She said it was exerted. She said it was a ghost town.
Let's keep it moving, lady. That's all I meant.
If you're going to say something, and say, don't keep this in, then just don't say it.
Just for future, just for Riley to know.
Don't keep this in. This is just for Riley.
Keep it moving, lady. All right. Finish the story.
So your note to me is keep it moving, lady?
Just keep it moving, please. Can you not? Thank you. I'm just saying what they would say to me. All right, you can.
You're a piece of shit.
So you do idle. Wait, you just said what they'd say to you, so you do
idle.
Well,
what I did was take a power nap there, but I turned my car off, so it's not idling.
That's
it's
parking. Actually,
it's quiet.
It's parking, yeah.
It's
yeah.
quiet?
So I wake up. It's parking. I wake up and there's 8 SWAT team members.
Because they think you're a terrorist. Yeah,
laser sight pointing at my forehead.
By the way, there's not a rule against idling because they think it's too loud.
It's bad for the economy. It's bad for the environment. It's bad for the elephants.
Bad for the economy. Effect. It's good for the economy because then you need to get gas.
I was just saying the butterfly effect affects all of us equally, whether it's like something happening at LAX or something happening halfway across the universe. What's the point of this story? I feel like
Riley's
we got
story.
Derailed.
What's
by
the
this.
Point of this? You can't derail a story for 10 minutes and then ask what the point is.
Yeah. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving,
keep it
lady.
Moving. I'll keep it moving, lady.
So I'm sitting in the car with Ocean and suddenly like this woman comes out of the doors. And she looks frantic and she's holding like a dog cone, like a medical cone and a leash and
a
collar.
And no dog.
I look out in the road and her dog, it has no collar and is just standing in the middle of the road. And they're both kind of like, what are we going to do? And she tries to go for it. And the dog just like, and just like zooms and is now running all along the streets. And thank God there was like barely anyone there.
Oh, my God.
And then I hear the woman just yell, his name is Vinny. And so then everyone around the JetBlue terminal is just going, come here, Vinny. Come here, Vinny. Vinny, come here, Vinny. Vinny.
Erstwhile, Amir is parked at Terminal 7, and he does have a bomb this time.
Yeah, Tom Bradley International. I want to make the biggest boom there is. I want to be famous.
Easy. Don't say that.
No, yeah, careful. I want it to be infamous.
So I don't know what happened to Vinny. I didn't see him. I left before I found out what happened. So that's how I'm doing.
He's definitely dead.
Amir, what is that art over your left shoulder?
It's called a bridge to nowhere.
No. The one on your other shoulder.
Oh, this thing?
Does it say you're a chair?
The pornographic one. That's the one that he was talking about.
It's a prop I stole from SNL. It's like a different sex maneuver, and that one's called you're a chair now. I didn't expect
this to be on camera. And it's like woman sitting
on
a guy's face.
Yeah.
But like in bathroom
you're
stick figures.
That's right. The man is a toilet of sorts and she's
you're
just
a chair now.
It.
Why the now?
Just so you know that the sex is happening at the time of naming it.
And so Riley and Jake, you're both in closets, right?
Yes, I am in a closet. I'm half in a closet.
It's your office.
Yes, I've configured my closet to be an office. So it's sort of an L-shaped desk.
That's cool.
As it were.
Nice.
Is that why?
Thank you. Is that why what?
Did she leave because you're in the closet? I think we're all thinking it. Like, is it? Does it mean anything?
No one was thinking that.
No one was thinking that. I'm glad that I paused and let you let you express your bigoted comment, your homophobic slur.
She didn't sign up for that.
Hashtag Amira's canceled party.
I'm not saying
get
that it's that. I'm just
Amira Blumenfeld is over party.
Yeah,
you can see why a woman wouldn't want to be with
Amira
that.
Blumenfeld never was party. All right, you can't be canceled if you were nothing before.
We just talked about the art over your shoulder being a sex position where it's called you're a chair now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Quarantine fuck it list. Everybody add an item to what you want to do when this whole Shabazz is over. And it's kind of been funny, the whole thing.
Ultimately, it's been good. But I know there's been a few lowlights. Sunny day has there's such thing as a sun shower. So even though Corona has been perfect and COVID has been a joy, what's the one thing, if you can think of it, that you would improve upon this
time? That's really hard.
Yeah.
Really hard.
So like when this is over, God forbid, but it does, all good things must come to an end. So when it's over,
don't say that.
I know it sucks, but no. When it's over, what's one thing that you'll do, I guess, since we don't get
to. I don't want to think about that. That's we don't like get to really do upsetting.
Sometimes I get excited, yeah. Like the flu's never over, the cold's never over, cancer and AIDS are still here, like maybe it'll never go away. I know I don't want to get ahead of myself. That's
no,
kind of
you
an
don't,
exciting
you can't,
thought.
You can't plan like that though, you know what I mean?
Don't
like
jinx it.
Because then you'll be disappointed when it doesn't happen.
I know.
Yeah.
It's just, even with a vaccine, we like still have a flu season that kills tens of thousands. Like, what if COVID is here forever? whatever. I don't know. I get kind of excited and sexy thinking about that kind of shit.
You get sexy?
Sexy?
Just like imagine like, ooh, every winter we all go into hibernating and it's like a cozy little thing and 250,000 people die every year until our loved ones are gone. I don't know. Does anyone else get horny and bothered by that thought?
I don't know. That's like kind of naughty.
Is that thought bae?
What?
It's like a zaddy idea.
What do you mean a zaddy idea?
Like imagine a guy who's like a silver fox telling you that even in 5 years, if we have a vaccine, this thing will just rule our lives until we're all gone. I don't know. That's kind of hot to think if it's Brett Favre breaking that news.
Wait, why Brett Favre?
Because he's a zaddy dude. I'm the dude.
Do you think that the definition of zaddy is Brett Favre?
I think Brett Favre is the poster boy of zaddy.
I feel like most people think it's Jeff Goldblum or someone at least hot.
I'll find out who people think it is right now because I'm going to just Google image search zaddy.
I think Favre is hotter than Jeff Goldblum.
Don Draper. That Don Draper comes up. So does Idris Elba.
Right, yeah. Idris. Hot air balloon ride is my answer to the question.
What
I want to be in a
about?
Basket. When quarantine is over, what's a new thing? What's something that you've recently wanted to add to your post-quarantine fuck it list?
You could do that.
I feel like, yeah, hot air balloon is one of the safest things you could do. It's so socially distant.
Yeah.
It's far away.
No, because you're in a basket with like three or four people. One of them's an operator. You don't know the guy. You don't know what his fucking, maybe his second job is a nurse.
That's like the one variable, but like you could go to a hot air balloon ride with a couple of close friends who you know have been like being safe.
Fine, I might do that. I'm just trying to. Let's just have a good time about shit,
sex party.
Right?
Keep the joy alive.
A sex party.
Keep the joy
an
alive.
Underground sex party where people are just going around in masks,
Jesus
sucking
Christ.
And fucking. I guess
you're my chair now. And that's,
what?
And people coming around and saying you're a chair now.
You're a chair now.
Whatever.
Well, that's you've been visiting. You've been visiting glory holes while you've been in quarantine too.
That's right, but the well has run dry.
I see.
So what I'll do is
you'll stand at a glory hole flaccid for hours,
or I'll
at a 76 on Glendale Boulevard.
I'll affix my mouth around a hole in a fucking porta potty. Pray to God
and wait
for a rain I know is not coming.
Can you imagine?
Nice.
God, walking home after kneeling next to a glory hole for 12 hours, not having seen a single cop.
Not having had.
What a sad day.
A walk of forever shame. It never goes away.
Kicking a stone on the way home.
It's a walk of to blame.
I know every day feels boring, but mine was extra sad today.
Jake, bucket list?
I've been fantasizing about going to Europe. I want to go abroad.
2 years ago, I went with my my friends Kevin and James. I went with my friends.
I went with both my friends, Kevin and James.
You were like trying to name drop Paul Blart in a way that like hopefully people misunderstood you. I want people to know that you went with two non-famous friends. One named Kevin, one named James. Continue.
No, but tell the story as if you did go with Kevin James.
Kevin Bacon and James McAvoy.
So we land at the customs thing, and they're like, we don't even need to know the reason for your visit. All right, you're Kevin James. And so we're in Isla. We're tasting scotches, and it's all on the house because we're Kevin James.
Because we are Kevin and James.
We are Kevin James.
I'm Kevin's James.
Kevin Federline.
Kevin James uses the royal we.
And James Blake.
But it is the Highlands of Scotland is the most beautiful place I've ever been, and I think you'd like it a lot, Jake. And Isla specifically, because it's this remote island where the only thing people who live there are Scotch distillers.
Oh, hell yeah. That sounds great.
We stayed in a storm pod.
Nice.
Okay. I'm gonna go visit a storm pod.
I have a segment idea.
Mm.
It's called When Was the Last Time You Had Sushi?
Ferris, cut this, but let's do it. But Ferris, cut
this. No, that's a really good one.
I think it's a cool idea. But why doesn't Ferris keep this in? But maybe, Jeff, why don't you suggest it? So just be like, here's an idea. When's the last time you had it? We'll just take it. We'll have like a pregnant pause here for Ferris to be able to cut out Amir generating the idea.
Got it. Cool. All right, here we go. One time, no thoughts. So when
was the last time you had sushi?
Sorry, Ferris cut that off for sure.
No, sorry.
That one was worse than the first one. All right, here we go. Nobody say anything, especially Amir. Actually, Jake and Riley, feel free to chime in.
No, let's just give a pause first.
Yeah, let's give a pause, and then we'll say, oh, Riley, how about we, make it seem like a triple, shut up, make it seem like a triple thing, like where Jeff, do you have any ideas? And then Riley says, yeah, Jeff,
I'll bring up sushi earlier.
Sorry, okay, shut the fuck up, though.
You can come up with a segment, but I'll be like, I remember I...
No, but actually, Amir, shut the fuck up. Actually, shut the fuck up.
Because Ferris,
you should shut the fuck up,
you're talking so much that Ferris might not even be able to cut that out because it was so, like, fucking much. All right.
Oh, Scotland has good sushi, right?
Dude. Jeff, do you have any segment ideas?
Oh,
Jeff, I bet you have a great idea.
Amir,
shut the fuck up, please. Actually, though, like, it's
Amir,
not a joke.
I didn't even say, I was just helping Jeff guide the idea. Do you have any segment ideas?
Just cut Amir's track.
Cut Amir's mic.
When was the last time you guys said sushi?
I love that.
Right?
I love that as a segment.
That's such a good segment.
That's so fun.
For me, it was Tuesday.
Months ago.
I had sushi on Tuesday as well. No, wait. Maybe it was Sunday or Saturday.
You guys didn't go to the same place.
It couldn't have been the same place. Jake, where'd you get yours from?
Sugarfish. So it could have been the same
I went
place.
To Sugarfish, but it was the one on the Lower East Side.
I went to the one on East 20th.
That was the one I went to, actually.
Damn.
How did you pick up the sushi, or did you have somebody deliver it?
I picked it up. There's no traffic at all. I got from my place in Williamsburg to the Flatiron area in less than 15 minutes.
Wow.
Whoa.
And there was not a soul there. It was a ghost town. And I just walked into Sugarfish. They handed me a bag of sushi and I left. It was incredible.
Did they have the nice box where it told you everything and like how to prepare and feed yourself?
Yes. I got the Trust Me, Nozawa. And you should trust me. It was wawa.
It was piss.
Where did you get your sushi?
I got mine from, there's this new thing that Katsuya is doing called crispy rice. So it's a pared down menu and it's cheaper and comes faster.
I read a tweet specifically about this saying that it was awful and that the Yelp reviews corroborated his awful story. And then all the tweets in response to that said, yes, I made the same mistake. Don't get crispy rice. It's awful. So was it really bad?
Well, I do thank you for following me on Twitter. It was horrible. No, it was good. I don't know why people are saying that. I mean, it's not as good as the...
What did you get?
Me?
Obviously.
A can of albacore.
No, Amir.
Ginger on the side of a soup that was miso. And guess what I drank?
Soda.
A hat.
The soup.
What?
Why?
I didn't get crispy rice, all right? Because the delivery guy couldn't find my door.
So don't say you had sushi on Tuesday. Don't say you had miso soup. And definitely don't say you drank a hat.
Because my door is a zipper
now. I thought
now.
It was fine. It wasn't great, but it hit whatever spot I was trying to itch. What do you guys call your genitals?
Anyway, I have a segment.
Yeah. Oh, ballpark dog? Sorry, Jake, ballpark dog?
Yeah, I call it ballpark dog. And the ballpark dog and the donut holes.
Nice.
Not you're gonna fucking tell me nice. You're gonna fucking say nice to me like I went too far. You introduced this segment.
Mine's a Dodger dog because nobody wants to
go near
it's
it.
It's kind of like, oh, get out of the way. Yeah. So yeah.
It's called Dodger dog because it's canceled until 2023.
Oh, that's really good. Craft a celebrity quarantine house that you'd like to be a part of with 3 to 5 of like
year olds.
Like,
I don't know if I know that.
3 to 5 year old celebs.
Okay.
Gerber baby from 2012.
Zach and Cody.
Suri Cruz from the early years.
Okay. So three to five celebrities.
Let's like draft, like fantasy draft this.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
So if you pick it, I can't.
Do me and Amir count? Because we're sort of like.
You count, but you won't be on our list.
Okay.
You won't be on the list, but yeah. But sure, if someone wants to pick you.
I pick me.
Okay.
No, it's going to include you either way. So it would be another you. You want
David Blaine and me in an apartment with 7 kids.
Who's the fucking kids?
That's smart, actually. All right, let's go. Let's play.
Okay.
Who goes first?
Jake, you're on the upper left of my screen. You go first.
Okay. Am I going to someone else's house or are they going to be at my house?
Let's keep it your house.
Okay. There's not a lot of rooms. Okay. It's a 2-bedroom apartment.
So I'm going to want someone thin. Ashley Judd.
I guess I would probably do like Tom DeLonge. Like, okay. You want to be next to a musician that you love and respect that can keep you entertained. Why are you, Jeff, you're like taking a sip of your whiskey like that was like hard for you to hear.
It's just like, well, understand. I don't know. It's just kind of like I have to.
Because he didn't pick up.
I don't want to do this show. Like, the only reason why I'm doing it second episode is because like we're going to get money from it. So just fucking, who's your Tom DeLonge? Who's the second
Jesus
one?
Jesus Christ, man. I thought, well, I mean, if we're doing it like draft style, yeah. You would go. But I feel like this is. You have such a shitty attitude at the moment. You're scowling.
Jeff's drunk in a headband.
All right, Jeff, you say you're a celebrity that you'd want to live with because you're clearly like eager to get this whole thing over with. Yeah. So just rattle them off, I guess.
Fucking, let's do it. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm trying to figure
it
out.
Yes, I know it doesn't matter. This whole thing is like a fun little exercise.
Yeah, it's fake. Fun, it's just a fun thing. Yeah,
like, it didn't matter
it's
when.
It's better than. I think it's better than what do you call your genitals.
Yeah. I mean, so there's room for debate on there.
Let's just do this.
But,
say anybody. You're having a huge problem even thinking about a celebrity. You can say my mom. Just say my mom.
She's not famous.
We'll get it wild. Just say Danny DeVito. Come on. Say anybody.
Ryan Ross.
Who is that?
He's a musician. I'm going with fucking Jake's thing, all right? Let's everybody follow Jake. Yeah, why did he go first?
You can't be why are you pissed? You are following me. You're copying me. You're mad about
what
it.
What did you want me to say? You want me to say Amir? This phone call alone is fucking.
You can't be angry.
Tearing me apart.
Okay, Amir, what's yours?
LeBron James. Yeah, I want to live with the king. I just want to watch The Last Dance with him and pick his brain, wax philosophical, talk shop, just to be with that man in the house like that.
In your house.
Becoming.
Would you make him sleep on the pullout or would you be like, king, you should totally take the bed?
I'll offer the king for the king. But he won't take it.
Because he is a king.
Because he's fucking royalty and he'll sleep on the roof because that's how much space LeBron needs. And honestly, today's NBA is all about spacing. So like he'll sort of decide.
Don't tie it into like a playbook. Yeah. It has nothing to do with that. You're going to make a fucking 400 millionaire sleep on a shingled roof.
400.
I'm going to have to say Phoebe Waller-Bridge because I think it'd be a gas.
A gas?
Why are you mad
it
at
would
us?
Be a gas.
Yeah, like
I'm mad because like no one picked
we're
her.
All
so
allies.
I couldn't be like, oh no, I couldn't be like, oh no. No, I wanted to pick her. I didn't have that fun little oh man, shoot, you picked all her. Right. So yeah, fuck it. I picked
all
her.
All right.
You're mad that you got to have your first pick. That's crazy.
Without getting upset.
It's just like I didn't get the attention of not getting it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't get to have that.
So moment. More important than
every
getting
every time
what you
we
want.
Do this show, someone's mad. We've never all four of us been happy at the same time.
Do you think that'd be different if we were in the studio together? Do you think it's because we're all kind of alone?
It's actually kind of poignant.
Yeah. Would love to have been doing this at HeadGum New York with that fucking millennial pink velvet couch. Are you shitting me with that?
That's right.
You guys built that's a right. roof that's and haven't gotten to enjoy it yet.
I was actually there today.
Oh, sneezing on everything.
Solo that's really dolo. Good. Just sort of wiping my face on everyone's chairs and stuff.
Jake, round two?
Yeah, I'll do Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Oh, you can't. Just cause Riley already chose.
No, you can't. I picked her.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but.
What do you mean, No.
You can do
actually,
one steal,
there is, no, there, there is a steal. Everybody gets one steal.
No.
Why don't we
no,
do...
No, you can't do a
no,
steal.
No, I think that was part of the rules.
Right. Let's do a steal if we put it to a vote, and it's like, I should have Phoebe Waller-Bridge in my house with Tom DeLonge.
How about this?
I think that's where
compromise. Only one steal per draft.
All right, so I'll take this one for this draft.
Yeah.
Oh, no! No!
I'll do LeBron James then, actually, now that I think about it. Thanks, Amir.
Wait.
Solid.
I mean...
You don't want Ryan Ross.
Why wouldn't you... Fuck.
I can't believe
Jeff,
you're
going to
live with
Jeff, I can't believe John Mayer
king.
Wasn't your first pick.
Second choice is Mayer. Obviously, it's Mayer because I want to be on current mood. Let me write
Tom DeLonge for a long time. Tell May. Tell John May.
John Mayer. He's in Montana at the moment. I could be in fucking Livingston right now. Livingstoning it up.
Nice.
Amir?
If I can
so
have...
So you have two picks right now.
Oh, really? If I have two picks, give me... Anthony Davis, LeBron James's running mate in purple and gold. And backing him up, can I have a side of George Basil?
George Basil. Why?
So it's AD running point forward, me on the wing. And did I mention George Basil is there?
That's not a stretch for you. You could get Basil to move in, I think.
Really?
That's two texts away.
He hasn't been returning my texts, but maybe you can do like a e-intro.
What are you talking? You know him. I don't know him.
I know, but if you could put us on an email, we could do it through his managers and agents, make it official, and I can invite him over.
We have the same manager.
Really?
But I'm still not going to do it.
Okay.
And you need an official document to invite someone to your house?
Well, I figure if AD is here, he's not going to want anybody, just anybody, right?
AD's not going to want to be
there. AD is the prince.
You're going to put him on the roof.
I live with the king, okay? LeBron's at my house. DeLong's at my house. Your house sucks ass. All it's got is Davis and you.
And Basil
doesn't even want to come because you haven't sent him an official offer. He's offer only.
He's gonna have to audition.
Riley,
I'm gonna go with, here's the thing. Of course we all know who I'm gonna say. I do want to say Dave Chang, but
I thought you were gonna say Timothée Chalamet.
I've heard Dave Chang can be kind of mean.
You can say it. None of us can say it, but you can say it. The C word.
Feel free to say the C word.
Cunt.
With a Y. With a Y at the end. With a Y at the end. David Chang is, and then I can't say it, but you say it.
Mm-hmm. Don't.
No, Jeff, go on, you say
don't
it.
Don't coach her to slur.
I'm not. David Chang is.
You're guiding her.
I know how to is, say the word. I know how to say the word cunt.
With you're a Y? Like a, with a Y. David Chang is. David Chang is.
You're like a. You're an evil SAT tutor. Let her talk.
This is you as a dad.
Hey, don't tell your folks that I told you the word rhymes with dunty, different letters.
Of course I'm going to tell them. We pay you a lot of money. I'm 14 and you're teaching me swear words. I should be learning geometry. You're how did, so off base.
Sorry, how did the math section go for you?
I got a 740.
It's amazing. You don't need me.
My essay for the English section, I just wrote cunty 50 times.
She finally said it, Jeff. You happy?
So far, Jake has Tom DeLong, LeBron James. I have Ryan Ross and John Mayer. Amir has Anthony Davis and George Basil. And Riley has Phoebe Waller-Bridge and David Chang?
Dave Chang. Because we're going to be eating good.
I've heard he's a good lay. I've heard he has B Dave E.
Big Dave energy.
Yeah.
You're too excited.
Jake, the last round.
Last round, I've got DeLong. I have LeBron there for me to lean on.
Celine Dion.
Bill Withers. Bill Withers.
So that's why I'm going to go. I was going to say Cheech and or Chong, but I will say Celine Dion.
Celine Dion.
Because that is the goat rhyme. LeBron, DeLong, and Celine Dion. And we all get along.
Really good.
Who says okay? No?
And my heart will go on.
And my heart does go on. Correct, Riley. Very nice. Yak likes that. We're doing a little potluck. We do a stir fry every night. LeBron likes it spicy, but Tom doesn't. So it's kind of a fun little, game.
You have the best and worst voices of all time in the same house. Imagine that duet.
Who doesn't have a good voice? LeBron? I think he can croon.
Yeah, obviously not LeBron. LeBron's fine. I'm talking about
Celine Dion has a great voice.
Yes, I agree, Celine Dion. So who does that leave? As sort of like a captain and having a weird nasal SoCal shitty voice. DeLong, dude. Tom DeLong and Celine Dion doing a fucking duet. That wouldn't match. That wouldn't fit.
DeLong has an incredible voice.
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you.
All right.
That's what it would be.
Amir, do DeLong.
That sounds awesome.
I'm his postmate, and I'm trying to figure out where his house is. Hey, man, sorry to call. Which house is it?
Ocean Avenue, 55. I'm in apartment 2C.
Slow down. Stop. What is that? Why are you yelling?
Hey, Mom, there's someone in the doorway. He's got a lot of Yoshinoya bowls. Soon they'll all be gone.
Yeah, why'd you order this, by the way? It's great.
We should say that Jeff ordered me a Yoshinoya Postmates last week. I guess that was the low light. We're talking about what's the low light of the week.
That's the most you thing I've ever heard.
A beef bowl from Yoshinoya arriving at my house via Postmates, not knowing why,
my God.
But having a great inkling that it was Jeff ordering me that food. Why did you do it and when?
Well, I sent you an edible arrangement like before the quarantine, and it was a hit. So I was like, how do I get him something that he won't even eat?
So you're wasting food.
Well, there's, I mean, it's not going to go eaten anyways. Nobody's going to Yoshinoya if that's the one place they go out to. There's a Yoshinoya near the Headgum office in L.A., and we always do bits about it, being like, give me a bowl so beef you could hardly call it rice. And so I gave Amir with no, I think it was no rice, no slaw. I don't know what the fixings are, but it was gray shavings of plastic tasting beef in a cardboard sock of a bowl and delivered to your front door unannounced.
I got coronavirus from the delivery person.
Corona
obviously,
in a,
I did.
In a bowl?
It was in a styrofoam bowl.
Oh my God.
Remember styrofoam? Yoshinoya still has it.
Yoshinoya, it traveled so far to get to you, by the way. It was out for delivery, I think, at like 4:49 and got to you, I think, at 6:12.
Are you laughing you're placing that order? Are you like choosing, like, or are you just like silently sitting on your couch, sort of like half asleep looking at your phone?
Okay, let me show you what it looked like. Mm-hmm. So I'm in bed.
Forget my address.
You drop on your face.
Oh, yeah. The phone fell on your face.
Uh-huh. But still need to see it through.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I chipped my
tooth. Jeff's like, favorite pastime is to send things to people unannounced.
How many times has the person not brought it up to you because you never brought it up or told them? You got me a cameo a week or two ago, too. It didn't say who it was from. It was just Taco Fall saying good luck in the quarantine. I didn't know who it was from.
I my favorite thing that I've sent to someone unannounced was I sent George Saba, aka Man George, a hat. It was like a dad hat, and on it it had a duck, and it had and then in big Hooters font, orange color, said Honkers. And he didn't know for a weekend that it was me, and he said that he and his roommates were like, who the fuck sent this to me? They went through like a list of names, and then finally I think he texted me, was like, was this you? And I was like, oh yeah. And it had taken so long to ship that I had forgotten.
There's still people out there that are like confused about a weird gift you sent them that's never gotten cleared up.
100%.
They wouldn't have guessed it was you, and you wouldn't have guessed that you had sent it.
Yeah, because it took too long to ship. Because I'm not going to pay overnight. Are you kidding me?
So, not for honkers, no.
So this segment didn't go well last week. Let's get Basil on the horn, Amir.
Yeah, again, I don't want to just call friends that I haven't
spoken to. You
want to
live with this guy.
For months at a time on the horn. I never, because I don't want to like put people on the spot. I'm like, you can ask me to like call like somebody that I talk to, but like you're telling me to like dial up Gabrus, call George Basil out of the blue, putting them on the horn, putting them on the spot. I don't want to do it. Also, how would they join the Zoom?
You
like, we wouldn't be able to hear them.
Sorry, now I'm getting upset. You put them on speakerphone, hold them in over the mic.
You're always upset.
Jake, what about
Penn? You're always upset.
Yeah, I have Penn Badgley's number.
That's Penn Jillette.
I don't have Teller's number. I have Penn's.
Yeah, Penn Jillette.
There's not really anything exciting about Penn, though. You really want Teller to say something,
so,
you know?
So it's a no on Badgley?
No, I'll send him the Zoom. I'll send him the Zoom and see if he clicks it.
What if he did?
Did Jeff get stuck, or is he just not moving? Got it. It's really small, and he's making
he looks like a
Mediterranean Mario. It's such a small screen of him.
Where is
sort of being stuck?
He's definitely frozen, right? He has to be frozen.
Yeah, I would hope he's frozen.
Yeah, now he's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
he's gone now. Jeff is FaceTiming me. What a shit show this is.
He's your celebrity call.
And he wanted Basil to be on the horn right now.
So you left the Zoom to FaceTime me? What's going on here?
Laptop died.
Laptop died, he's telling me. Okay, so you're still recording, but Jeff...
Well, you know what? We've been going for 45 minutes, so this is the perfect place to end the podcast.
This is a perfect ending.
The issue might be that his whole track got lost because you were saving it in the laptop, right?
Cool. Well, hey,
yeah, you're on
Riley,
Zoom recorder,
it was
so it's
awesome
in the laptop. Your laptop
you.
Not
this
plugged in, battery drained, eventually
it was so
died.
Great to
it
see
obviously
you.
Didn't save.
I'll see you again next
so
week.
That's clear as day,
I'll see
right?
you again. Hey, I'll see you on Switch, huh?
All right. Hell yeah.
And because you're talking to me on FaceTime, Jake and Riley are talking in the Zoom. I can't hear them. I'm not plugged into their audio. So I don't know if they could hear me. Can you guys hear me? Raise your hand. Yeah. Yeah, they're not there anymore either.
It's nice to feel a glue, to feel like you're kind of the nucleus of like something, right?
You're not the nucleus. You might have lost the nucleus. You had the most important job and your computer died. It wasn't plugged in.
The only outlet that works in my apartment to charge my laptop is the bathroom outlet. So I had to order a 2 meter long cord that stretches from there to my bed and kitchen.
Is that like a voltage issue, or what's the difference between?
It's got to be a voltage issue. There's also this, there's a breaker box, and if it's, there's supposed to be four different things and there's only three, so I think that what wattage should be spread over two rooms is just in one.
Yeah.
Did I mention I bought
you want to try to find the audio? Like, we should know if we have to re-record that.
I don't care what, at this point the whole show is a wash. Like, this is why I was saying we shouldn't have released the first episode so hastily.
All right, I'm gonna hang up, but take it easy.
I'll try. I mean, and he's gone. So just like the first episode, I am ending this one high and dry, left to my own devices. We do appreciate you guys listening. We loved hearing the feedback on the first episode. Keep sending your ideas for segments in. We'd love to hear what you want from this show, all right? One thing will never change, and that is I will put Amir on the spot, and we will get John Mayer on the show. I will say that, and that's a promise. That's like, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. But feel free to DM me or Amir or Riley or Jake, anybody at HeadGum, DM HeadGum itself. Let us know what you'd like to hear, what's working, what's not. We want you to feel like you're at a company happy hour with us. So thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week with another episode of the HeadGum Podcast. I got in a one car pileup earlier today and I didn't even mention it once in front of them. So I do feel like you guys kind of owe me one to listen to next week's episode. And you might ask yourself, what's a one car pileup? Well, that's where I crashed my car into a retention wall, I believe it's called. Basically a wall of stone that keeps mudslides from happening in the hillside. The car flipped and I flipped my position on a lot of things politically. And did I mention Jetty Osman? Because I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Cleveland Cavaliers forward Jetty Osman. All right, there we go. Now we can end the show. Bye, everyone.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.